And it is the lower league show, and it's John Gibbons, and we like to do these in international breaks to look at what's going on outside of the Premier League. And it's been a long time since we spoke to Bradley Hayden, our resident Watford fan, one of our favourites over the years. But it's been too long, Bradley. Have you had a relatively normal period in Watford, or is there no such thing as Vicarage Road?
No, there's never such thing at Vicarage Road. I feel like I've aged 10 years, and whereas before I used to come on and talk about Watford beating Man United 4-1, now I can only get excited about us beating Rotherham 5-0. So having to lower expectations these days, but getting the enjoyment back from football, that's for sure.
Well, you get the enjoyment back from winning games, of course, and 5-0 is always fun being Rotherham or sort of elsewhere, but it is a bit of a decent unbeaten run now for Watford. It was a start of the season, which I'm sure, you know, will have surprised you. Will you let me know? But I certainly wasn't expecting Watford to be struggling like they were. But it's 6 unbeaten now, quite a few of their wins, like you say. And it seems like the manager's got them going at the moment. And the funny thing with the championship and the reason why it's good fun is that you're 13th, but only 5 points off the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been a weird start to the season because I'm still trying to work out if Watford are any good or not at the minute still. But you mentioned a new manager, Valerian Ismail. He came in at the start of the season and was playing a really expansive and an open style of attacking football, which worked in the first few weeks. And then teams worked us out and we were conceding quite a few goals because we didn't have quite the balance between defence and midfield. And then he decided to change it at the start of October and thought we're just going to go back to basics and make Watford difficult to beat. So he's brought Jake Livermore into the side in midfield, who probably you guys and fans of the show will know from his time at Spurs and Hull and West Brom. He's come in and been a bit of a real unsung hero for Watford in recent weeks. He's coming in and giving us that solidity in midfield, not doing anything exciting when he's on the ball, but just doing all the dirty work and really making us difficult to beat. And then from there, we built a little bit of a solid sort of foundation from there with him in midfield. And Mateus Martins is really impressed out on the left. Another one from a production line from Fluminense. He could be one that potentially could follow what the likes of Richarlison have done in recent seasons and move on to and get a decent move. He's got 4 goals so far. And then up front, Mileta Rajovic, we spent £1 million to bring him in from the Danish league or the Swedish league, I think. And he struggled to start off with, but now we're starting to see him. He's a real threat